One of the difficulties with something like Pentecost is that it's got lots of things to say to us. It's a foundational part of Scripture, to be sure. In many ways, it is the beginning of the body of Christ in a particular way. But as I was thinking about it, this whole idea of gifting and all that kind of thing, that's sort of the direction that I was originally thinking of going, because we see it in 1 Corinthians. Paul is letting people know that this Holy Spirit who came at Pentecost in that particular way came and gave gifts to everyone, and then talks about what those gifts are. And of course, who doesn't want gifts? Everybody wants gifts. But I was reading a little bit beyond sort of that, and in some other directions as well. And one of the things that struck me under the guidance of a public theologian named Diana Bass is one of the words we sometimes lose track of in our reading of Pentecost is the word all. And it's in several places. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together. Now that particular all refers to the disciples. Later on, Peter says, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem. This is explaining that nobody gets drunk at 9 in the morning. As I say, Peter needs to get out more. I know a number of people who do that kind of thing. And goes on into Prophet Joel. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. And as I was looking at this, I thought, the notion of Pentecost being the birth of the church is something that is worth paying attention to, because something new and different happened there. But I'd never really thought of the fact that Pentecost is for all. And all is all. One of the things that I find so interesting is how difficult it is for some people to understand the meaning of the word all. I mean, it's fairly straightforward. I mean, all is all. You know, when Jesus says that we should love our neighbors as ourselves, we should love, that sort of is a bit longer way of saying all. And as I was thinking of that, I looked again at Joel, which is one of my favorite Old Testament books. This particular passage means quite a lot to me. And it says, God will pour out God's Spirit on all people. It doesn't say all Jews when Joel was writing it. When Peter is quoting it, he doesn't say on all people who now understand that the Holy Spirit is upon us in a new way. He says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. And maybe this isn't as punchy for you as it is for me. It depends how you grew up and what you grew up. And I can remember clearly hearing from the pulpit more than once that it looks like people who don't know Jesus as their Savior are doing good things, but they really aren't, because they're not really good, because they can't be good, because they can't do good, because they don't. It's a very peculiar circular argument. And I wish I would have thought of it now, because God's going to pour out this Holy Spirit on all people. And there are all kinds of people who don't have a relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, who do good things that are authentically good. I suspect they are nudged along by the same Holy Spirit. Does it mean that they have a relationship that they don't? Of course it doesn't. But what this reminds me of is that God has poured goodness upon all people. And it's easy in these days of divisiveness, of hate-based clickbait and all the rest of it, it's easy to think that there are some people who simply, well, they're just beyond. They're a lost cause. And I am I freely admit that I can fall into that kind of thinking, that there are some people that no one could get through to. And so I come back to this. And this week was especially good for me to hear this. This whole idea that, no, God's Spirit is upon all people. Equally, the same way, the same experience? Of course not. But in this whole story of Pentecost, we have all these people who aren't the disciples, who aren't disciples of the disciples, or people who knew Jesus or are just there because they knew good things were happening there. There's all these other people, this huge range of places where they come from, and I don't blame you for not reading them all. It's just, I mean, some of them we don't even know what they are particularly, but they're from all over the place. And Peter's statement to them is, what's happening today is what Joel talked about, that God was going to pour out this Holy Spirit on all people, including the people who were there, including the people who were there thinking that they're listening to drunk people at 9 a.m. And it's going against how I was raised to see the Holy Spirit in other people who don't say the Holy Spirit is a good thing or exists or anything else. But this is a good reminder to me, particularly in these days of fractious conversation wherever you go. Like, I have never, in my whole life, I have never had so many conversational topics that I will go out of my way to avoid. It's never been like this. When I was a kid, it was like hockey. If you were the wrong hockey fan, you didn't talk to people. You know, if you like Boston, well, you didn't talk to Toronto Maple Leaf fans because it just wasn't worth it. But now there's just so much of these things, and it's so easy for me to fall into the us and them, which is the antithesis of a gracious God who has poured out this Spirit upon all people. Does this mean we have nothing to offer them? Of course not. What our relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by this same Holy Spirit, lets us introduce people to more of this Holy Spirit that's there already. There aren't pockets of the absence of the Holy Spirit anywhere. I don't know what it means in any kind of ultimate sense, because thankfully that's not my job. But what I do know is that if I remember that the Holy Spirit fell on all people, when I'm interacting with people who I think should know better, who say things that I think are absurd, who say things that I think are hateful, if I can remember that the Holy Spirit is still there with them, it's a lot harder for me to other them, to put them in another category, to say they are fundamentally different than me, because they're not. Because God poured the Holy Spirit on everyone, and Jesus came for everyone and told us to love our neighbors, which is everyone. And if I can live my life from that perspective, I think, I haven't been doing it very well lately, but I think I'll live a better life. I know I'll be a better person to be around. But when we hear these things that are so opposite to what we think matters, sometimes we need to be pulled back into the absurd generosity of God, the grace that is there for all human beings, just waiting for them, the Spirit that has been poured upon all of them, just like me. And if I can put myself into that place of We're all in this together. Some of us are further along. Some of us know more. Some of us are better at things. And that goes into Paul's talking about gifts and things. But we're all here. It makes it a whole lot easier for me to let people be themselves. And I know that sounds arrogantly kind of me. Oh yes, I'll let you be yourself. But it's when I realize that the same God that I know through Jesus, but didn't know through Jesus for a long time, had poured out that Spirit on me all of my life. Not just when I came to know what was going on. Makes me a little more humble. Makes me a little more likely, I think, to listen to people who I think are wrong. Because I've listened to some people that I was quite sure were wrong. That there were two ways of thinking and one of them was wrong. And I was correct in my assumption. It's just that my way of thinking was wrong. After actually listening to them and being in conversation with them, I learned things that I thought I couldn't learn from them because whatever made them different was just too much. So maybe for this Pentecost, we can think of this notion of all and God's grace that's extended to all, God's love that's extended to all. And our part in that is just helping people see it, to see what's already there, to help them understand what it is that is moving them towards good things rather than anything else. Because all is a much better group than some. I know that idea of just a small group of special people appeals to many of us, appeals to me. Being part of the inside group, knowing this, whatever. It's just, oh, that's good. But all is better. Because all doesn't leave anybody behind. All doesn't say that some people don't deserve enough to eat. Some people don't deserve health care. Some people don't deserve the respect that we give to others. And so I'm going to try and live my life from an all perspective. I don't know how well I'll do. But at least it's something that I can see God approves of. Because it was God who gave the Holy Spirit to everyone, not me. And so if I can look at everyone as the recipient of the Holy Spirit and realize that we are all in that same position, I think things will be better. Amen.